Patient's first name is K-U-T-T-E-R. Last name, F-U-R-L-O-W. Date of birth is 03-07-23. Date of encounter, 11-12-24. History of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic, was seen in the clinic approximately 30 weeks ago. I had suture removal. At the time, the suture removal could not be completed due to the child's inability to cooperate. Mother states that at that visit, all of the sutures were cut out. However, it still needed to pull one, and they couldn't get it out. They thought it would fall out, and the child, the mother is concerned with it. The child is not complaining of pain or discomfort or tenderness to touch. next paragraph. Medical history, non-contributory. Next, surgical history, non-contributory. Next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, social history, no reports of secondhand smoke exposure in the house. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patients awake, alert, knowing in times 3, no acute distress noted. EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is supple with no thyroid enlargement. Respiratory system is clear breast sounds. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm. Focus exam on the right lower extremity. Noted keloid scar with mild erythema, or mild edema, no erythema noted, positive, tender to touch, and the scab is visible, no visible signs of a suture. Next paragraph, plan, possible retained foreign object. A diagnosis is possible retained for an object. Plan advised mother to the child's age and inability to cooperate with removal. She may need to follow up with an office that provides conscious sedation so that they can remove the suture from the area. Mother acknowledged and the patient was discharged in stable condition.